This is Ernest Mann, giving you insights and opinions you just won't find anywhere else. I believe it's pretty safe for me to assume that if I say the names Joe Rogan, Matt Walsh, and Jordan Peterson, most, if not all of you, especially here in the good old USA, know who I'm talking about. But do you know, besides all three of them being extremely talented, disingenuous grifters, what exactly they can do for you? Well, take a well-deserved break from cleaning your room, bucko, because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Ah, yes, time to dive once more into the podcast media circus. I promise it will be short and sweet. Now, before I really get going into this, I just want you to please bear in mind that because I'm going to be discussing Joe Rogan, Matt Walsh, and Jordan Peterson, three of the greatest ethical and intellectual giants of our time, trying to begin to even scratch the surface of such deities could take hours, if not days, to properly describe. But I'm going to try my best to describe what it is exactly they are going to do for you, as concisely as possible. Are you ready? Here goes. Absolutely fucking nothing. How's that for concision? Now, I know that may come as a surprise to many of you, but that's why you listen to this show, because it's not, or at least I try to make sure it's not, the same old, same old. Why I also believe, and I have said many times in the past, show me an interesting podcaster without fucking profanity, and I'll show you an undertaker that isn't fucking corpses. So why is it, you may be asking, that I have such a hair up my ass about Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, and Matt Walsh? Well, that's a good question. Thank you for asking. You see, I've got this totally, admittedly, out-of-step idea that if you're going to be some kind of entertainer, you should at least be honest about it. You're just an entertainer. That's it. And yes, I'm including politicians, because I laugh every time they open their fucking mouths. So for example, I don't believe that Joe Rogan, Matt Walsh, or Jordan Peterson should keep pretending to profess even the most rudimentary understanding of whatever the hell their guests are talking about, because that's being disingenuous. And being disingenuous to your audience is the kind of shit that really pisses people off. So listen, Curly, Larry, and Moe. If you're hosting a show, don't sit there bobbing your head as though you actually have any inkling or understanding of any fucking thing that's being said to you by your guest. So when it does come your turn to say something, at least try to say something intelligent, such as, "You know what, guest X? I have absolutely no fucking clue whatsoever of what you're talking about. I'm a complete and total fucking imbecile when it comes to this subject. So could you please break it down for me, just as you would break it down for, say, a six-year-old, a mildly fucking retarded six-year-old?" I really believe, guys, that that approach would be much better. The other thing I would like to touch on, my tres amigos, is to stop trying at every fucking opportunity to come across as sincere and genuine, as though you are emotionally connected and that you actually care about anything other than your ratings. Apparently, my narcissistic trio, you fail to possess the necessary intuitive and self-reflective skills to understand that to the average person, you come across as about as sincere and genuine, as a psychopathic killer at his victim's wake, giving the eulogy while holding a bloody knife. So that's about it, folks. I told you this would really be short and sweet, and you'll notice I didn't even try to put in a plug for my own show. So if you were waiting on me to fill your heart with unbounded joy and hope by letting you know that the only place you'll get any real information and entertainment is at the Ernest Mann Show, well, you're just going to have to be disappointed, because I would never, ever do such a thing. It would be unethical. And if you don't believe me, just ask Joe Rogan, Matt Walsh, or Jordan Peterson. They can certainly tell you a thing or two about ethics. If you found this episode informative or entertaining, please consider subscribing. And if you just want to reach out to me with whatever's on your mind, you can do so by clicking on my contact link in the description below. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.